We're getting new details about the 9 years that Osama bin Laden spent while he was on the run in Pakistan after 9/11. Here's a couple details. He moved between five different safe houses. He fathered four children, two of whom were born in a government hospital. This is just part of the information that's come out of a police report and was published in the Dawn newspaper. Joining us now from the Islamabad study of our studio of our partner, the BBC, is Mubashir Zedi, the head of Dawn TV. Mubashir, how reliable is this account? I know that it's coming from one of Osama bin Laden's wives, but it's being paraphrased, perhaps edited by Pakistani police.
Well, it is a fascinating account because no one in the Osama's family has ever spoken to the investigators. And that's from the youngest wife of Osama, who's Amal Ahmed Khan, a Yemeni citizen. And she has spoken to investigators. So this report basically relies on her testimony, and in which she has given previously unknown details that she came to Pakistan, overstayed her visa, then went to Kandahar, got married with Osama bin Laden. But the most important thing she told investigators was that most of the time after 9/11, after surviving the Tora Bora bombing, Osama lived in Pakistan. These details have come out for the first time. So these are very important. We still don't know whether things have been censored by the investigators, because it doesn't mention here whether Osama was sheltered by some Pakistani officials, which didn't say in this. And instead it said that, you know, she met after 9/11 with the reunion happened at Peshawar in 2002, and they both went to the Swat Valley, which was until recently a hotbed of terrorism. And then they went to Haripur and Abbottabad, where they lived till Osama was killed. So she said that they were sheltered by two Pakistani families, Ibrahim and Abrar. And the report didn't say it, but our investigations say that both of these families had fake ID cards from Punjab province, which were never verified. And we don't know who were those families, because they were also killed when the raid happened.
Well, we're speaking with Mubashir Zedi, who's the head of Dawn TV. We published these new details about the 9 years Osama bin Laden spent on the run in Pakistan. Why is his other wives have refused to cooperate, have refused to give more information? Why is this one talking?
Well, the trial is happening at the moment. They will be charged next week. Since we have observed part of the trial, which is in camera and closed, so all of them have refused to speak with investigators, except for this woman, who's saying that she wants to go back to Yemen, and the other wives are not speaking to investigators at all. They're saying that they can't talk to men out there.
So perhaps she's talking so that they will eventually release her and let her go home.
Well, yes, this police report, in fact, also recommends that these all people should be sent back to Yemen, as they belong there.
Well, that's Mubashir Zedi, the head of Dawn TV, which published this new report, police report, which gives details about the 9 years that Osama bin Laden was on the run in Pakistan. He joined us from the Islamabad studio of our partner, the BBC. Mubashir, thank you so much.
Thank you.